due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, the usual suspects. I'll start with my numbers man in Toledo, Stat Boy Josh Henniger. Good evening.
I am so sore. I mean so sore. Having to essentially start the process of getting everything together for the move? Ugh. Or my work? Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, we have our man on the other side of the planet, Bad News Beeman. Good evening.
Yes, good evening, all.
So, as we have worked our way towards Elimination Chamber, which will happen 24 hours from this broadcast, Unfortunately, we have more people getting hauled off in the ambulance. Where is VRM and my ambulance music?
He is lost. He is lost almost permanently at this point.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I'm starting to think it was VRM that took out Jey Uso with how much he disappears. And he might be the masked man as well, so we never know.
Yeah.
He's got about the right build.
I mean, we also gotta say goodbye to someone on Monday.
We did. Raw was a very active show.
Yes. Very much so.
The show was an open tribute to AJ Styles, which, of course, Gunther wanted nothing to do with.
Except for gloat again, because he's a little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the easiest heel he'll ever get.
Yeah, true. But...
And I
Dragon Lee got his pound of flesh out of Gunther, which is nice.
That he did. Mm-hmm. So we might get some. We might get a mini feud out of that leading up into Mania.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of guests coming in for AJ, several TNA superstars, including Frankie Kazarian.
Yes, Frankie Kazarian, Chris... that was the Monster Abyss!
Yes, Abyss actually showed up.
Yeah, for the first time in ages. As Abyss, over a decade.
Yeah, Chris put down the headset, took off his suit, and put on his attire and his mask for one time.
Yep, one more time. And then also... There was somebody there that people didn't recognize immediately. And when I found out who it was, I was kind of gobsmacked. Because the man turned into middle class dad with two kids. That would be one Frank Paris.
I didn't even see him.
Yeah, you did see him during the video afterward.
Okay.
You saw him a plenty, because he was the one person that most people just didn't recognize.
Well, I was taken a little back when I saw Jeremy Borash. It looks like he put on all the weight that Jelly Roll lost.
Yeah, I mean, he's done that for a while, but... The bigger difference is Shane. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about here. When I say Frank Paris.
No, I'm not familiar with the person, no.
I do as well. Because near the beginning of his career, when AJ Styles first wound up on national television in a company called World Championship Wrestling. Yeah, he was there at the very end. And he was in a tag team alongside a guy by the name of Air Paris. The team's name was Air Raid.
And I got to see them live.
Yeah, because weren't they the inaugural WCW World Cruiserweight Tag Team Champions?
I want to say yes.
Oh boy.
But I do remember I got to see them just before WCW closed down.
Scratch that. That was incorrect. That would have been Elix Skipper and Kid Romeo. Shane may remember Elix. He does not remember Kid Romeo. Trust us.
Well, I know of Skipper, but yeah, the other one, no.
But yeah, Kid Romeo and Elix Skipper did face Air Raid on Nitro on March 5th. So okay, that wasn't the show. Yeah. Before.
Yeah.
The disbandment.
Yeah. Because I was at the last Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have gone to Nitro, but it is a long drive from Orlando to Panama City.
Yeah.
That's like 5.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And a time zone.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if I still have the pictures from that show.
Dig around enough, you probably do.
I probably do. I've got pictures from a couple of other shows, from some of the WCW stuff. I mean, I've got stuff from the house show I went to. I've got stuff from the Nitro after Uncensored 2000, where we got to see Sid Vicious chokeslam Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the night I became a smark. I was supposed to boo that. I could not boo that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to see him in WCW, and I did get to meet him when he was still working in TNA. I have not interacted with him since, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that AJ has been a success all over the world.
Yeah. From NWA Wildside to WCW to TNA to New Japan to WWE,
mm-hmm,
and anywhere else in between. Yeah. I mean, also in ROH too, right at the very beginning of it back in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Lest I forget.
So.
But yeah, he also did make mention that, yes, there was definite interest from AEW about, hey, do you want to come in and wrestle a few? AJ was like, no, unfortunately, I am too beat up at this point.
Number one. Number two, he signed a new deal.
Yes, it definitely has a Legends deal at this point. And also, so he's not just merely a Legends deal, but we also have a second person in the WWE Hall of Fame this year.
And tell you what, that was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, Mark Calloway, you vicious bastard.
Mm-hmm.
You had everyone on the edge of their seats thinking, holy shit, we're getting Taker versus AJ too. But then you're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Nick.
I watched it with this. I rewatched it today and I watched it with the subtitles on. And after the announcement was made, the two of them were hugging, and Taker said, yeah, I got you good, didn't I? Yeah, you got me good, damn it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I was down for another Boneyard match. But congratulations to AJ. He absolutely deserves this. And I'd rather see him headline the class than Stephanie, no offense.
And there's a good chance he will. Because he is that level to do it.
Absolutely. Now, the only thing that'll be missing from his Hall of Fame speech is somebody sneaking up behind him and giving him a nut shot.
Yeah. I mean, Shinsuke will be there with his camera. Speaking of which, have you of you seen Shinsuke Nakamura's photos?
Not the new ones. I saw something of him at getting a haircut. What's up with that?
I haven't seen that, but I have seen this.
Yeah, show me.
Yep, check the chat in the record room here. It is his personal website, shinsukephotos.com, that is FOTOS.com, where he posts various pictures from his real life, from nature and all that, and some of them, mostly the nature stuff, because, yeah, WWE would probably be unhappy, can be bought, or prints of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is some lovely stuff.
Yes. And if you want to buy the big, or essentially, yeah, some of these photos can go up to $500.
I love you, Shinsuke, but I don't $500 like you.
I mean, if you wanted a web-sized photo of, say, the Eiffel Tower at night with the beacon going, it's $10. It's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is very much an auteur's eye for several $100.
No, his work looks amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he's got something lined up for post wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And you did see him with his camera at the retirement. In fact, I think he got a decent photo out of it too. Where is it under portraits? That's right. Is this where it is? I thought it was. Maybe, maybe not. But I did see a photo of him with, with Cena's boots just from a few months ago, and that was real dang poignant.
Ooh.
It's not there, though. It would be under Reddit. Because I know it got posted there for sure.
Well, I mean, there is life after wrestling and surfing.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Ah.
I was going to say, and if that doesn't work, he'd make a hell of an anime villain.
Yeah. There's this photo here. But that isn't the one we're looking for.
Okay.
That isn't the one. That isn't the one. No, where is it? There it is. Bam. The last one is the one you should look at.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Yeah. With Cody just distraught. And Punk just watching up at the sky while the rest of the crowd was more or less looking away.
Yep, not a dry eye to be had.
Yeah.
Raw wasn't 100% about AJ. We had a couple other things to, go down. And I probably shouldn't have put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last triple threat for the men's chamber with Bronson Reed, Jey Uso, and I feel dumb.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, I got distracted by live events.
Yeah.
No. I've got it on too.
Would you like spoilers?
It's not a spoiler if it's happened.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Well, I don't know if you wanted to watch it later, that's all. But we got new women's tag team champions.
Oh.
Indeed. And somehow Dan Engler is still alive. But no, I wanted to talk about the triple threat where Bronson Reed got hurt. Like I said, it didn't look like anything.
Hell no.
He broke up a pin.
I was going to say, sorry, hell no. It looked like the most easiest freaking thing. All he did was break up a pinfall. And we're like, okay, damn. It was like, okay, well, Bronson looks like he's going to win this. And he instinctively goes and grabs his arm. And we're like, what the
Uh-oh.
Fuck?
And
yeah, he grabbed his arm. He's like, ow.
And it turns out... Cue the music again! Bronson Reed has suffered another injury. This time
a...
Not only...
Go ahead. Jane?
Oh, sorry, I was going to say, not only that, but another member of the Vision has been injured, like...
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to start. I think we're going to have to change the name of the Vision to the Bench Warmers at this point because, damn.
Yeah. Because he's suffered a bicep tear.
That's 6 months.
4 to 6 months. He is out of Mania entirely.
And the creative team have had to scramble with this.
Yep.
Big time pivot. So Jay and Americano finished out the match. Obviously, they weren't going to put Americano in the chamber. It'd been funny, but... That wasn't going to happen. I do, you know, kudos to Jay and Americano for keeping the match moving.
Yeah, I have a problem with something a certain someone said about what happened after this match. Bully Ray. Went on his podcast and pretty much read Jey Uso the Riot Act and said, like, you know, like, how dare you break the illusion that, of that you weren't happy about winning the match. Like, okay, yes, you were worried about your opponent, but you didn't look like someone who was happy that he was getting another shot at the world heavyweight, at another opportunity to potentially go to WrestleMania. And it's like, okay, dude, like, yeah, I can see it from like a business side of things, but like from a competitor side of things, I'd be pulling that face as well, because like I want to beat the best. I don't want to win off a technicality off someone getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I win that triple threat clean, if I win that triple threat clean, no one's injured, like Bronson Reed's just outside taking a nap from something someone did, I'd be cheering for joy. But the fact that he couldn't participate in the match because he was injured legitimately, of course you're going to be upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it that Jay, I could see it. I can still see it from a kayfabe perspective that, you know, yeah, he's not a fan of the vision, but, you know, as athletes, he has every right to be a little bit concerned.
Exactly. Like I have to go back to when Seth pulled his work injury and see if he gave LA Knight the same riot act, because LA Knight left the ring immediately and you could see him swearing up the friggin' rampway.
Mm-hmm.
Going, "Oh, this is bullshit," and things like that. So I hope if you didn't give LA Knight the same treatment without knowing that it was a work, then I just feel like that this is Jey Uso hate.
It's probably Jey Uso hate. Because let me put a little more storyline on it. What's he gonna say to Jimmy? You know, I'm gonna go work the Elimination Chamber, and you get to sit and watch. How does Jimmy take this? Hell, did Jimmy take Jay out? We still don't know who did it.
Yeah.
Oh, I joked about that. I'm like, oh, can you imagine if it was actually Jimmy that took out Jay? But I'm like, can we not rehash friggin' 2025, 2024, please?
Yeah, let's not do that again. No. But, I mean, we've got a few options of who could have taken out Jay. Sammy suspects that Jacob did it, but Jacob would have no real reason to do that. Mm-hmm. He's going to take somebody out. He would have gone after Cody or Drew.
Yeah, and then especially what happened after that confrontation with Sammy throwing shit around, it sort of plays to what people are saying, that Sammy's snapping.
Like I said, and we're getting conspiracy victim Sammy again. And that's not a bad thing.
I don't know if it's conspiracy theory Sammy or a more dangerous version of Sammy,
mm-hmm.
where he's just a loose cat, like, so I guess you could sort of say like loose cannon Pillman situation.
Could be.
Like he just feels like he's getting screwed over from every direction. He keeps nearly hitting that brass ring, but keeps slipping.
And typically, that's true. Typically, when Sammy gets into full conspiracy victim mode, he sounds like what Drew's talking, the way Drew's talking right now. I'm right, you know I'm right, but you won't openly admit that I'm right. I guess is the best way to put it, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
yeah, sounds pretty point on.
So, but yeah, I am not looking. I'm glad I am not in the creative meeting just to hear how hard they're going to have to pivot now with Uncle Paul down to Logan Paul and Austin Theory.
I mean, you could work with this. You could work with this if it was revealed that it was the Vision who took out Jay, like Logan and Austin. Because then Logan and Austin go after Jay and Jimmy for the tag team titles on Raw. While Sammy continues losing his mind on SmackDown, going like, everybody blamed me. Everybody said it was me. Josh, what do you think?
My brain is mush. This is not good. I don't even know what's going on.
Well, it's, you know, it's a matter of what was the plan for, you know, we lost Breaker, so that plan's out the window.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, at this point, the Masked Man needs to unmask at the Elimination Chamber, and they need to move on quickly.
Yes. Very quickly. And I hope it's Seth. I hope it's Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope it is. Yeah, as well.
It would have to be Seth at this point because, but there's no match for him now. Like the two of the biggest ones that could have had a match with Seth, both Breaker and Reed are now out injured. So it's like, God damn, what do you do with him?
And Seth's already beaten Logan Paul in the past, and I don't want to see Logan Paul work at WrestleMania again, but he probably will be.
Yeah.
And he's demolished Theory in the past. So it's like
everybody's demolished Theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I still can't take him seriously. The only thing I have to say is your daddy's not here anymore.
Yeah, your daddy and your uncle. Let's be honest.
Yep. Yeah, the night that Austin Theory got Billy Gunned.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's unfortunately injuries have screwed up a lot of storylines at this point.
I'll tell you what, that's gonna make Unreal very, very interesting. But yeah, like I said, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for the creative meeting just to see how hard they've got to pivot and figure out what the hell they're going to do at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one thing that has intrigued me, and it does have everyone guessing, not only like the Masked Man situation there, but your Uncle Paul and Brock Lesnar coming out and issuing an open challenge for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's got everyone talking about who's gonna face Lesnar.
Give me my monster match. I want Lesnar versus Obafemi.
Sure. That'd actually be pretty cool.
I think that's a general consensus. Everybody
destroys Lesnar within 3 minutes.
We could only hope. The only other thing I would even remotely suggest, and they won't do it, would be Lesnar versus Gunther, mm-hmm. just so Gunther can retire that ass.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's going to retire at Mania unless he's going to be like AJ and hanging up early, because people are pointing that he'll retire in Minneapolis next year with SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if I get, I swear to God, though, I have heard one potential opponent. If I get it, I think it's going to be the no. And this is no offense to the person who's going to be the opponent. but it'd be the stupidest fucking thing you could do. Exactly, yeah. You hit the nail right on the head. LA Knight.
No. In that case, I want LA Knight to take out Lesnar in 3 minutes flat, but we ain't seeing that happen.
Yeah.
There is no way you can do that believably.
Then do it unbelievably and ruin Lesnar while we're at it. That's cool. That's perfectly cool by me.
Ooh, can we pull a SummerSlam 23 and bury him under everything?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I would have. Oh, we want to go even further back than that. Can we get like Big Show versus Taker situation with either Femi or whoever putting Lesnar through the ring? And having them win that way, it's like, okay, shit, he's done. His match is over. It's done. It's
I'd be okay with that too.
Like, if Reed wasn't injured, I would have gone with Reed myself personally.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone with Bronson Reed or Obi Femi, because Reed could have tsunamied the shit out of Lesnar over and over again to become a believable monster.
Mm-hmm. You seeing this?
I'm seeing something, I guess.
WWE is going to let ESPN and ESPN2 broadcast the first hour of each day of WrestleMania.
Yo.
And then the rest of it would be on the
ESPN Plus.
Would be on the pay channel. Mm-hmm.
That screams a little bit of desperation.
It do.
Because, just a note, as of, I believe, a day or two ago, WrestleTix has posted. Okay, where is it? As of right now, they have distributed about 36,000 tickets, or 36,000 tickets for both days. Compared to where they were this time last year, they are about 15,000 to 16,000 behind. They're currently configured for 43,000 seats, and yeah, they're only at 36. So we're still early, but it's not looking super great. It's looking like the numbers compared to last year are going to be a wild disappointment. Because last year, they got a total of about 121,500 seated. Both nights. Right now, it is looking like it's going to be about 100.
Yeah.
And that is going to be a disappointment for TKO because they're screwing everything up. But they don't care.
And what if? Well, no, they don't. Because, oh, by the way, people are getting sick and tired of seeing those kind of prices.
Yeah.
I'm not selling a kidney to go to Mania.
Yeah, the minimum price for a ticket right now is just under $300 for one night. That's absurd.
Right, and that's nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
That's you know, reach up and you can poke at the roof or Hunter shot the ad.
Yeah. Because if you're wanting real seats down towards, you know, the ground, say for night two, I believe it's four figures, safely.
Yeah, no, I'm not paying that kind of money. Because, you know, if I go, I would like to be lower bowl or first couple rows upper bowl. But I sure as hell do not want to be a nosebleeds.
Yeah, if you're looking for lower bowl, the absolute minimum is $376. But that is for, oh,
actually, that's
wow.
Not bad, but
it's a me and three, four pack offer, which tells us desperation is already starting to settle.
Oh yeah, they're doing discount group packages.
Yeah, for a solo seat, if I can find one. Can I even find one? Aren't they all trying to hold on? One fucking ticket, you. Come on, really? You're going to do this? They're being disingenuous right now. They're all going to a me and 3-4 pack offer.
Okay.
So
that's a thing to one ticket.
Yeah. I don't know if they're allowing. Oh, there it is. Hold on. I have numbers. Okay, I just had to click through. That's on me, folks. But say, for example, I wanted to get into riser seats. It would be $600. Or under one of those random me and threes, it's $500 just for the first level risers. Ridiculous. That's for one damn night. So it'd be four figures if you went for both.
Yeah. And just for comparison purposes, we paid $7 and change for the rampside seats we had at 23. Which I guarantee you right now, they're going to charge, they would be charging $5,000 or $6,000 for.
Yeah.
And you probably have to get the VIP package. Now, frankly, if I was going to drop this kind of money, I would just do WWE World. I wouldn't even go to the show.
Yeah. And then just partake in the independence that'll be around. The real question is, how's that going to work out next year? Are they going to just have...
You know what? They're still going to...
Are they going to set up somewhere, say, like New Orleans? And say, hey, WWE, this is how you do it, you sons of bitches.
To be honest, I thought promoters could actually play nice with each other. I think they should all congregate in New Orleans and just do a big old Mania style fundraiser.
Yeah.
Hold charge
at
35, not, 40 bucks for tickets. And,
yeah. And essentially, I don't think they would be able to hold it in the Superdome because that's a bit too big.
No, but you could do it. You could almost do that convention style.
Yes, or if you wanted to get honest with it, the Smoothie King Center should be big enough. That's about a 15,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or is it bigger than that? About 17,000. 17,000, 18,000. That's not crazy.
Right. But what I was thinking is that if you use the Superdome, you cordon it off to several different areas. You have guys, you know, you have a bunch of different shows running. Mm-hmm. You have a giant dealer's room, like you would at a typical convention.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, you have shows and meet and greets and all that stuff going on all day. It feel like a Mania in the sense that there's just so much going on.
Yes, and it'd
be a huge opportunity.
Yeah, it would be a huge opportunity for them. Also, just a note, this is where Money in the Bank will be in July, I believe.
Right. And I will reiterate, my friend September. Who works in the hotel... Yep. Yeah. My friend who works in the hotel business is still mad.
Yeah.
And she doesn't watch wrestling anymore.
Yeah. Don't blame her. Don't blame her.
because she was working. She worked hotels the last couple of times they've been in New Orleans for 30 and 34.
Mm-hmm.
I know they did. They did one after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Because that was the same summer. My folks had gone to New Orleans, and they went in right between Mania and Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent me a t-shirt. But as we record, SmackDown main event goes apace.
Yep.
Fatu and Logan Paul, with poor Ryan Tran having to deal with these two.
Mm-hmm.
I have felt sorry for the refs all night. And the knees up. What are we doing on time?
We're nearing the end of SmackDown.
Okay. Wow. Paul overshot that. Two.
Yeah, it looked like a springboard headbutt there. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, he was trying to do a lion salt and he almost completely overshot Jacob. Whee! Crazy. Stand him up for the one lucky punch and break your hand even with that plate in there. No. No. And then he backed at us up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Uncle Paul gonna die?
Is a Paulie gonna die?
Yeah.
Uncle Paul, you should know better. You should know better.
Surely not like this.
Not this way!
Oh, you sons of bitches nearly got me then. I was about to crash out. I was going to throw my phone.
No. It's not that. It's not going to be that easy. But at least Uncle Paul and Logan Paul understood that you don't hit the Samoan in the thinking.
Oh, it's Mark Finnegan. And now he's got his. Oh, here we go. Theory was the last man. Oh wait, hang on. Oh, that's Sammy.
You think it? That's true.
Yep.
What the hell is that? That's a fake.
It's a phony. It's a great
who that?
Phony.
Random jobber.
Hey buddy, what's your name?
Stan.
Well, the rest of the random jobbers haul him out.
Wait, this was in Louisville?
Yeah.
I wonder. Admittedly, I cannot see this live, but I'll take a look at a Reddit squared circle, see if that clip pops up.
Oh, there we go. Far out.
The main reason I'm asking is, I know that one of the
bullshit.
People... Oh, that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
I was McIntyre again. Fucking hell.
Yay!
They've now got to do McIntyre versus Fatu at Chamber.
Hopefully they have to. Quickly.
Well, that was the last match of the night.
Yep. That's okay. There's a lot of pre-show they got to fill in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Random Jobber had tinted hair, if that helps.
It is, if that's the case, that it's possibly somebody from Ohio Valley.
Could very well be. But my money is still on Cody or Orton winning. You ain't winning crap, Logan.
Nope.
You ain't winning crap.
I mean, we're going to get there in short order.
Disgusting.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, but with that, Pick'em's time, or we got more to talk about?
Honestly, the only other thing we really need to talk about from All Elite Land, as they keep going slowly and surely towards Revolution here in 3 weeks' time, and we will be doing Pick'ems for it, just a reminder, is that we have learned the stipulation for the main event for Hangman versus MJF, after MJF tried to cheat his way into doing a one-way no disqualification match using a double-headed coin. Ultimately, Tony Khan, through Tony Schiavone, said, not happening. You're now getting a Texas death match.
And Mox yells, what the fuck? I'm supposed to be in something like that.
I mean, Mox beat O'Clone, so things went all right for him.
Yeah.
Let's see now. And of course, Penelope Ford injured. But I think, did we mention at the top of the show?
We did.
Yeah. So there's that. And then, of course, Mile High Madness.
We mentioned that she had sprained her ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So, Okay. Yeah, I think we're at the point where we need to start doing the pick-ems. For the first time since December. Or was it November? Good lord, I don't even remember anymore. It's been a while. And right now, it is a relatively thin card because WWE. 4 matches, 6 points, 7 including the wild card. Here we go. CM Punk, Finn Balor, who wins?
The fans.
Mm-hmm. While I'd love it to be Finn, it's not going to be Finn. There's going to be some screwiness that screws Finn out of the title. Punk will retain here.
Yeah, there is no reason for... there's no reason to change the main event.
I mean, the only way that Balor could win is if Seth shows up and beats the ever-loving tar out of Punk.
I don't think they're going to risk the main event. Yeah, they're not going to risk the main event like that, though.
No.
So, yeah. Punk is going to retain. I'm going to throw a wild card in here.
Okay.
That Dominic is going to try to help Finn despite what he requested.
Okay.
That Dominic is going to interfere.
All right.
I'm not sure if he's going to go out there to try to help Finn because he thinks he needs it, or out of spite, since Finn yelled at him on Raw. Like, you need to learn to do stuff on your own as well.
Mm-hmm. Understood. All right, Shane?
So, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, Punk will win. I'm not going to use that as my wild card, but I'm in the pretty much same boat as Nikki.
Fair. Becky Lynch versus AJ Lee, WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship. Who wins?
AJ Lee.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put it on.
Yeah, I mean, same here, Nikki. It seems to be pretty decently obvious that Becky is going to wind up having a generational breakdown, and this time, there's no recovery. Not immediately. She's going to lose that IC title because it's Chicago. And this is a C-tier pay-per-view. It doesn't matter too much. Mania, yeah, let Mania be the blow-off between AJ and Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And now to the reason why it's called the Elimination Chamber. First up, the Women's Elimination Chamber match. As we all know, 6 women enter, 1 woman leaves, with a chance to face off. Oh right, we didn't make mention of that, where Liv Morgan wound up beating the ever-loving Tara Stephanie Vaquer, confirming that match for Mania.
Because Liv would have been stupid to try to step up to Jade Cargill.
Correct. Ultimately, it will be one of these 6 women facing off against Jade Cargill. Tiffany Stratton, Rhea Ripley, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Kiana James, and Raquel Rodriguez. Who wins and who is last out? Considering what happened tonight, it's the going the to feed.
Does the stipulation say that the person goes on to face Jade, or they just go on to face a champion of their choice?
It is for a WWE Women's Championship match.
Ooh, okay.
The one that is currently held by Jade Cargill.
Okay, if it's for a WWE Women's Championship match, then I'm gonna follow the rabbit hole with the rumors, especially after what happened tonight.
Yes.
I think Rhea wins.
Yeah, Rhea will win. The question is, though, who's last out?
Raquel.
I hate saying this.
Get out of my head, Shane.
Get out of my head, Shane. Good grief.
It'll go back to their NXT time, and Raquel needs a decent argument to be put into the Vaquer and Liv Morgan match to make it a triple threat. Mm-hmm. So,
all right, and then for the men's Elimination Chamber match, Randy Orton, LA Knight, Cody Rhodes, Javon Evans, Trick Williams, and to replace the injured Jey Uso, if he's actually injured, Logan Paul. 2 points, who wins, and who's the last eliminated? And Shane, we still have to do our wild card somewhere, don't we?
Yeah.
Would you like help with a wild card?
That's all.
I've ideas. I've got a wild card, but as for who's going to win, look, the obvious choice at this point, they're like the two most obvious picks are going to be Orton and Cody. It's just a matter of, are they really going to pull the trigger again and do Cody and Drew? Because screw it, I'm going to say it. Yep, Cody will win. Last person will be Randy. Wild card. Screw it. I'm going to do it. Wild card. Logan Logan Paul will not make the chamber due to the fact that whoever's in that box will take him out of the match. Well, actually,
masked man, you mean?
The masked man will take him out of the match, and whoever's in that box will replace him.
Oh. Okay.
Whoever's in the 2802 box.
Okay. You're right about half of it. Cody Rhodes is winning, but I have a feeling Logan Paul will be the last eliminated. Because it'll come down to the last two. There will be some sort of trapdoor. Masked Man comes out and stomps him. Finally unmasks. And then Mosey's out of the chamber. Cody Cutter. Or Crossroads. 1, 2, 3. My wild card, though, doesn't involve that. It involves Javon Evans getting introduced to the ceiling. As in... yeah. He gonna get bouncy! And somebody gonna bounce him up there.
Yeah. You're saying all the way to the top.
Yes.
Kind of like Morrison did way back in the day.
Yes. Alright. Nikki?
I'm flipping a coin between Cody and Orton, though it'll probably be Cody because Orton apparently has unfinished business with Aleister Black. And yes, I've already played my wild card, but I think Jacob's going to break into the chamber and just beat the ever-loving daylights out of Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Logan wasn't the one that cost him the match. Drew was, so.
There's a precedent. Either that, or Jacob Fatu jumps Logan Paul and takes his place, a la Edge and Kofi Kingston. Because there is no rule against you replacing somebody if they can't get in the chamber.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So, I could switch my wild card to that. Do I want to switch my wild card? Also, are we going to guess, you want to throw an extra point in there to see who's in the box?
Not necessarily, because I think, personally, I think Logan's making it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you two aren't, but it's my feelings.
No, I just don't want Logan to win. That's all I ask.
Yeah, Logan's going to get close.
I'm going to keep my original wild card, but I am going to put it out there that Danhausen put an interesting picture on his Twitter.
Yeah.
Of the genie from Aladdin losing the gold bands that held him in place.
Mm-hmm.
So very nice, very evil is going to come out and said, I curse the entire WWE roster. This way I will get to go to WrestleMania and earn lots of human bags of monies.
Mm-hmm.
Bags of human money, sorry.
Okay. So who are you picking to win and who are you last eliminated? I just want to make sure.
Cody's going to win last eliminating Logan Paul.
Okay. You're with me then. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that is the pick'ems. I know it's a little sparse, but our next pick'ems in 3 weeks' time, let me assure you, there's not going to be an ounce of sparseness to be had. Because with AEW...
Yeah.
They already have 3 matches announced, and they're still 3 weeks away. Or 2 weeks and change, March 15th.
Right. Oh, goodness. But I don't think we have too much else, huh?
Not really. I think it might be a good time to sell some soap. Shane, do you have anything to promote?
No, nothing to promote. Just if you want more wrestling opinions, you can listen to me here or follow me on TikTok at AussieAsole.
All right. For me, it was a thing on TV. A pair of episodes this week yet again. First episode up, What's Happening Now? A mid-1980s to late 1980s syndicated sequel to the original What's Happening. The only reason why the show didn't last nearly as long as it could have is because, well, the big guys were looking for more money for their people, and they're like, nah, we're not doing it this time. So they fired him, and the last season was largely with two of the main people, some other people, and Martin Lawrence in his first major role as an actor. And then, today, as we're recording, the first annual Miss Dog pageant. Oh, ye gods. 50 dogs go down to one for a $10,000 grand prize. Of course, Fox. Go figure. Coming up next week will be, though, Mike Klaus's 51st birthday and his choice for the next episode. Wait till your father gets home. You may remember that, Nikki. It was an early to mid 1970s cartoon about adult topics.
I remember some of it. I remember the anthem. Because,
wait till your father gets.
Oh, by the way.
Wait till your father gets home.
Because, oh, by the way, I grew up in a similar family situation. Because Wait Till Your Father Gets Home was a legitimate threat.
Yes. I mean, for me, it was more the mother, because mom... But yeah, the reason I know of the show, it was on Cartoon Network in the late 90s for a little bit.
I think that's probably where I actually caught it, because it was a little before my time, but I knew about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And for all intents and purposes, it was an animated show similar to All in the Family.
Yes, that's what I heard about. Although it being on Cartoon Network and it being, you know, a network for kids, I was like, this is weird.
And
much like a Pilgrim based cartoon called These Are the Days from just in the mid-1970s. That was a weird one, too.
Right. All the Flintstone attempts. These Are the Days, the Roman Holidays.
Yeah. There's more. There's a few more that I just can't think of because I'm not the right age. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You're talking about, you know, when I was growing up, so.
Yeah.
Back when you had to bang on the television to get a decent signal.
Back when you had to use
and you actually
rotary,
had to get up to change a channel.
Touch tone wasn't really a thing back then, right?
I grew up with a rotary phone, yes.
Yeah. I did not, though my grandparents sure had one. And I used it a few times.
I've been around long enough that the area I grew up with has gone through 3 area codes.
Mine is only at 2. Well, actually, no, it's just started on the 3rd.
No, it's 3, because to Mr. Montavious Porter, I was 305 before you were alive. 305 used to cover half of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, and so would be for me in 513. 513 used to cover half of Ohio, or a quarter of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it just covers a chunk of Cincinnati.
Yep. And 305 is now Miami, Miami-Dade. We went to 407, now that's Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, fuck it, we ran out of numbers, zero number.
Yeah.
So now it's 321.
Oi. Contact? Wait a minute.
That reminds me, I need to call my parents.
Yes. All right.
So,
any other
what
artist
else
shout-outs?
Was the thing on TV?
That was it, actually.
Ah, yes. Okay. To our perpetual panelist who needs to be here more often, Jamie Cloutier, who I'm still having trouble keeping contact with. Work is driving her crazy. The Has-Been Hotel has been her salvation. I need more artwork from her. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu. Check her out on Twitter. She has a DeviantArt account. It is safe for work. She also has a card account if you are interested in getting a commission. Meanwhile, we have Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby on Twitter, based in Germany. He is expensive, but if you want something wholesome, soft, more emotional, definitely look into his work. If you like anime in your art, check out Otanad on Instagram and Nahil Tahes on Twitter. If you cannot find Otanad, just go to @HeymanHustle. You'll find most of them there. Nahil Tahes is probably one of the least expensive fan artists out there. You can get something out of him for under $50. Very easy to work with, very quick. Otanad, I don't know if he does commissions. If you want an artist who's also a wrestler, you'll check out Tapla at @D_Tapla on Twitter. She commissions for all kinds of artwork, chibi art, character artwork. She also does t-shirt and ring gear design. So definitely check her out and check into what she's been up to. Oh, and if you don't think you've seen her artwork, go watch Abachamania. I really don't have anything else because I'm right here. So for Statboy Josh Henniger, for Bad News Beeman, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we explore the fallout of Elimination Chamber and hopefully no more injuries.